Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday. It is the first Saturday of the month of October, and October is always my favorite month because it starts my favorite time of the year. We're going straight from Halloween to Thanksgiving here and then Christmas, and it's all about joy and cheer and happiness. And so welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Angel, your hostess here on Spirit Talk Radio, and my guest this morning is Karen Brulé, and she is our first international guest so far this year. I believe you are. Are you in England? Are you in France? Where are you these days? I can't remember if you're actually in. France? Are you in France?
No, I'm French, but I'm living in London, UK.
London, that's what it is. See, I get. I'm living vicariously through talking to you because I'd like to be in both places literally at the same time. But Karen is a clairvoyant therapist, and I'm very fascinated by that because I don't think I've had a guest on that has called themselves a clairvoyant therapist. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to say hello to our listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I want to talk about what that means, a clairvoyant therapist.
Yeah, so hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you this morning. This is the evening here. So basically, I've got a background in systemic therapy, which is the therapy that focuses on the family and how much you pick some pattern from your ancestor. So everything that is given from a generation to another generation, all those repeated pattern, things that come from the DNA or from the behavior. And I've got some clairvoyant perception. So basically, it's very quick for me to see where is the issue from all the family or past life trauma or childhood trauma. And what I do is like I'm doing therapy. So basically, I'm not the idea is like I'm going to see where is your blockage, why you repeating and you're doing all the same things, or why the same thing always happen in your life, why you struggle with your partner, and why it's always the same issue. So I'm looking at the unconscious reason and using clairvoyance, and then using some therapy tips and visualization and inner silence, which is the biggest tool, which is stepping in my divine, to step to be in connection with your divine, in order to create like a movement in your unconscious that's gonna free your blockage and change your behavioral patterns. So the idea is just like create change in your life, create change in the present to influence your future. That is what I'm doing basically.
Wow, that's quite interesting. So you've got the combination of kind of old world therapeutic processes with the new age processes to kind of do a true body, mind, spirit release and healing with people.
Yes, exactly. I've been a bit in normal therapy because I've done a bit of counseling. I've got like some basic skill in counseling. And I think for me it was quite located in the mental. So you can identify your issue, but you keep repeating it. It's quite challenging, even if you know why you're doing that or from where it's coming. Sometimes you still have the same emotion coming, and you cannot stop your behavior. You cannot stop yourself doing something. So So the idea is just to step in the unconscious, where all your behavior come from, you know, to change there and not from the mental. The understanding your problem don't really help to solve them, from my experience. You really need to go on another level of your energetical structure to resolve them.
Right.
So that's why
right.
I moved from like traditional therapy, and I realized that, oh, it can go much more faster if you go and see the unconscious blockage and then just like release it from symbolic practice. The unconscious language is symbol. So just from symbolic change, there's big shift that can happen in your life very quickly, much more than talking with the brain, blah, 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 and understanding things, and I know it's conference. Just unconscious. Symbol, it's a big key to move forward in life.
Wow. That's really powerful, and I kind of like the process of getting out of stuck. And it feels like we're stuck. I don't know if that's what you are feeling as you engage with the world. It just feels like we are literally stuck. And the more we try to release, the more stuck we get. And, you know, are you finding yourself getting more engagement and more clients and more access because of the space that we're in as a society right now?
Yeah, what I feel at the moment is like we don't have much choice to evolve. So it's kind of like there's a part of us that raise old pattern and lot of emotion. So I felt there's a kind of like, oh, when you resolve something, oh, something else is coming. It's kind of like we putting the bin out. And the bin is often related to emotion that we have repressed. And so it's coming up, especially like autumn time. And just like this year and even last year was a very big challenging year for many person. And it expressed like through emotion. And you can feel like, oh, nothing is going well in my life. I cannot like get what I want. And facing an emotion and another emotion during the day, just like the number of emotion that you're going to have during the day, it's much bigger than what it was like already like 3-4 years ago. It's just accelerating in the kind of experience, short experience in like short challenge that raise different kind of emotion. And the idea is like the best from even my therapist point of view, it's to make people have a tool to manage that on the daily basis, because you cannot have always a therapist with you to hold your hand. The idea is to retrieve autonomy at a certain point, so to be able to step in silence and just let go of this emotion and stepping in this emotion as deeply as you can, to just bring more present that's going to dissolve and transform this emotion. More you try to escape, more you're going to have back this emotion. You just need to understand that it's here for something. You have something to understand from those emotions that raise inside you all the time. You can think, most of the time you're going to think that, oh, it's because outside it's really not going well, so you're going to think it's justified by what is happening outside, you know, all the your life. But most of the time it's still like emotion that create the outside, you know, that's going to find a justification outside. If you step in and you look at that and dig into it to transform it, you will really start to see the improvement, you know, and the change and more peace. Okay. The idea is to develop your ability to transform your emotion as quickly as possible.
Wow. That's really cool. It you know, when I was looking at your website in preparing for the show, you know, you have a quote up there that really, I think, is the essence of what I feel when I engage with you, when I look at the work that you do. And it says, I invite you to come play and transform with us. Allow yourself to leave your troubles behind and step into the joy of the moment. And a lot of your messages and you, when you describe your services, there's lots of words like play and explore and joy. And this, that seems to be your process, is to take people to a place where the sun is shining and there's daffodils growing and the kids are skipping and it's a big rainbow. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, that is one side. You know, it's like when I do a workshop, we work a lot with game and play, because playing bring you back to the present moment. You know, when you play, you're in the game. And what is interesting, when you play, there's some joy. And joy is just like connecting with the energy of the ground, you know, the lower chakra. And often we have a deficit, or let's say in the Western world, there's a deficit of energy from the ground, which is, you know, resonate with happiness, security, interaction, sexuality ease, and finding your place in the group. So all of that, you know, when you play a game, it's just like, it's just falling into place. And it's so easy. So you don't need to, like, think too much, or I need to ground myself, or and do something mentally. But it's, you start to be a bit more physical. So playing, you know, it's that raises some energy that we are seeing a lot in the Western world, and I think that balance quite well to, let's say, to reach your center. For me, reaching your center, it's the middle of your body. Well, let's say it's the heart, close to the heart chakra. And it's what you access when you have the energy coming from the ground and the energy coming from, let's say, the upper level. And as I say, we are good, like, with the upper chakra, understanding, conception, clairvoyance, the expression. But everything which is about feeling secure in your life and joy and excitement, some people have it, you know. And I will say, Angel, you're kind of a person who have it, you know, because I remember, you know, the discussion I had with you, and you have this kind of energy that's coming from the ground that I thought is just absolutely fascinating for me. But many of the people that I encounter have some deficit in connecting with the joy, and playing just brings back people in the moment. So you play and you do things around symbolic game, and the unconscious shift very quickly, because it's how kids structure themselves, you know. Kids play to transform themselves as adults, you know, to evolve. They just play things. Because with this energy, you just transform. If there's no, like, life energy, what you think never going to be manifested on the physical level. You need the energy from Earth to manifest some change in your physical reality.
Wow. Wow, that was really super, super powerful. Now, when I look at your, you know, this conversation you're having about changing and shifting the energy for me as a person, I find it very interesting that you're spending a lot of your time right now working on animals.
Oh, so, yes.
And you have to, if you haven't visited her website, you have to visit her website, because she sends me links like, don't, by the way, I want to make sure I talk about animal healing. And I click on this website. Those are the most adorable pictures of animals I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how you were able to get a handful of the cutest animals ever. Like, everything from kittens to horses. And they're all adorable. They're just, it reminds me of how innocent and unassuming animals are. All they want is our participation in love and joy, connection and relationship. That's all they want.
Oh, yes, there's something pretty close, you know, this thing about relationship and feeling included, which is pretty similar to what we need also as human. And the pet especially start to behave like enter in the family system, you know. So they're influenced by the family group, and they need to find their comfortable place to fit in. And if not, they can develop, like, emotion like depression, sadness, some weird behavior. There's really like at the moment, so I'm focusing quite a lot on animal healing because I find it's the difference, let's say, the difference with human therapy. I work exactly on the same. I do the same thing. I look in the unconscious of the animal, look at where is the blockage, and help them to transform, to see what was behind, what is their core self, who they are behind this trauma, who they are behind this blockage that creates a certain behavior. And it's very rewarding because animals transform very, very quickly. After the first session, most of them just like totally change. While the human have developed with years much more coping strategy. For example, you have an initial trauma that happened for you at like at 4 years old, and you realize that a certain behavior helps you to cope with that at 6 years old. And then at 9 years old, you start to develop another behavior on the top of that. And then at 12, again, another behavior, you know, coping strategy. So it's kind of like you have different layer in your unconscious about behavioral strategy. And so you need to peel that to access your core issue that's really going to help you to transform deeply. The animal put less layer. They have a trauma. They put one or two layer, and then that's it, you know. They don't have, like, many strategy like a human have. So it's very rewarding for me because I feel like I'm a magician. Because after one session, just the animal, after 2 hours after the session, just changed totally behavior. So this is, for me, process. And it's just people feel so... people struggle with the animal. There's strong connection, you know. You care for your animal and you want them to feel better and you cannot take change and it's hard, you know. And I think I'm helping the entire family, you know, when the animals feel better, it's at its place. And sometimes there's some people that live alone just with their animals, so the relationship is quite strong. So when the animal change, there's a big influence also on the owner, because when someone change, the interactions change, and you're always influenced by the interaction that you have with someone. So I find, it's quite exciting for me to step inside, because when I do a session, I step in the skin of the animal. I know what the animal is feeling. And it's just like I'm learning so much at the moment. Stepping in dog, cat, and horses, because they all have different character. I cannot almost generalize on which kind of experience I'm having with the animal, because some very conscious. Some, for example, like horses, they have free will, you know. So they're a very noble animal, and sometimes they don't want to change, and I cannot force them to change, you know. What I propose in my practice, I go in the unconscious, and I make some space. If the animal decide, like, I don't want to change on that, like for the human, nothing going to move, you know. People have the last word on what they want to achieve in life, you know. If you don't want to change, you're not going to change, you know. For example, I can do like some therapy on on some of my family member who don't want to change. I can go all day long. Nothing's going to change, you know. And so I think also one of the difference is the animal are much more willing to change, you know, to accept to change, which is not really always the case for human. People sometimes want things to change around them. But to change themselves, it's not always as easy. You know, people can like some aspect of themselves, and it's the harder to change. It's easier to change some aspect of yourself that you don't like. Oh, I don't like when I behave like that. But there's some problems that are generated by some aspect of you that you like. Let's say, for example, when you were a teenage, you did really like to behave like, oh, I'm crazy, I'm going crazy, and such, like, enjoying to be light and not to take care. You know, oh, I don't care. You know, I can be this person that's like, I don't care. I'm not touched by that. And maybe in your life, this is what's stopping you to step in the adult age, means to be able to take responsibility, means to be able to create projects from the beginning to the end. And so if you cannot let go of some teenage part that you really like, it's going to be hard to change and see things that are going to manifest in a different way around you. Means your project always going to like, they're going to fail at a certain point because you cannot take responsibility. And why? Because you're still very attached to some very light part of yourself that you had in the teenage. So humans can be very attached to part of themselves.
Okay.
Animals, they kind of like, whatever. That's fine.
So the animals don't have the what do you call it, all the ingrained stories and resistances and all the stuff that we create in ourselves in the human condition.
Yes, exactly. So they change much more quickly for this reason, and also because they are much more in connection with their body. So they are much more in connection with the earth and the physical reality. So let's say the energy that they generate is much more in the material reality. Some people, I find from my practice, people who have the biggest challenge to see change in their life are the ones who are very in their mind, you know, a bit too disconnected from the physical reality. So so it's kind of like most of their energy are in the fault or where they're going to be in future or where they were in the past or in the idea. But they're not like their conscience don't occupy their physical reality. And so when you make change in their unconscious, it takes them much more longer to see the change because they are not here and now. The density is not on the physical level. So you're not going to see the change in the physical level when you are not at home, you know, and your home is your body. You know? While the animals are much more in touch with their body. And I would not say not all of them, because I've been in some like pretty etheric cat where their foot were very far away. They almost left their body. And this ended up like being like human. You know, it's like it's hard for them to integrate the change because not enough like density.
Wow, I want to talk more about this. You have some callers. I wanted to invite you to have an opportunity to answer some questions if people have some questions, especially about this particular topic. If you're open to it, we can take a caller. Okay, hold on a second. Oop, somebody's alarm just went off. Good morning. You're on the air with Karen. Who are we speaking to?
Stacy.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Stacy. Oh,
do you have a question, or do you want to? Did you want to ask Karen anything?
I just want to know what you know. She's picking up. I have a lot going on. Plate is full.
It's helpful if you ask a specific question over the radio that you wanted to focus
family.
On.
Family.
Do you have a certain? Do you have a question about your family, like a direction? You know, it's like because I'm a clairvoyant, so basically I can look at
child.
Many pieces. So the idea is like if you indicate me, if you're a bit clear, like to point maybe on some relationship, that allow me to go where? Pardon?
A child.
Child.
Okay, so maybe I can help. So do you have a question about a child? So a really good example would be I would do you have any information for me on what's going on with the relationship with Bob?
Strained.
What's happening?
Strained relationship.
Okay.
It was, again, sorry, I didn't understand the word you used.
It's a strained relationship with a child.
Strained relationship with a child, okay. How many child you have?
One.
One, okay. So How old is he?
She. 17.
She, okay. How old is she?
17.
17. Okay. I go for that like this. I can. No. Where are direct? Okay. Okay. I'm going to step 2 seconds in silence and tell you what I felt from that. Okay, so I feel that from your side, so you don't understand. You don't understand her. And she has anger against you. It's kind of like she, you annoyed her a lot. Yeah. I can feel annoyment coming from her. Okay. So, what is going on with our relationship? Okay, you don't feel seen. That's in your unconscious.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You not feel seen. There's a part of you of like not feeling seen, and it's not only related to your daughter, to this child. It's your daughter, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a part of you, I feel it's like the head is down, and, okay, I'm going to not feel recognized. So it's probably something that is coming from childhood, not feel recognized. So... So you're creating this, there's a part of you that creates this situation. This is basically based on two unconscious manifestation, and yours, it's about like not feeling recognized. So let's see what we can do. Peace in relation. Okay, there's a part of you also that cannot accept your daughter the way she is. Kind of like no acceptation. So, the way she is. Okay, this is what will bring peace. And then I go step by step. I look in what are the blockages in your unconscious that stop you from having a peaceful relationship with her. So the first one is not accepting her the way she is, because it's what she's doing to you. She don't accept you the way you are. So what you generate is what she's giving to you. So there's a mirroring effect, not expressed in the same way, because you're much more soft from what I can pick in your energy system. Your daughter is much more like aggressive, I would say, you know, towards you. And let's see what can bring peace. Was it a child that you planned to have?
Excuse me?
Is it a child that was planned, you know? Did you plan to have this this baby?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I thought you were adding something.
No.
No. Because I felt there's... I felt there was something about like related. I feel I don't know if it might be a sensitive subject or if I'm. There's something about not wanted her fully initially, so it's kind of like I don't know if everything about her conception or the way she was expected have been clearly expressed. But I feel that might be a point of tension that both inconscients speak, and that your daughter have anger against you because you have hide things from her, you know. And I talk about in the relationship. So the truth, how difficult it is sometimes, mm-hmm. it's always better than family secret. Okay, so something is moving in your unconscious. So because family secret creates some point of tension in the unconscious that everybody pick, even if nobody express it verbally, it's much more destructive than knowing the truth. And there's something in the relationship between you and your daughter that needs to be clarified around secret. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay? It's important. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's moving a lot in my in the energy, and already things are moving for you. Okay. Let's see a bit further what we can have. Yes, this is the point, in fact. Yeah. That will bring much more peace. And I think it's like just from having this small session, things have moved in your unconscious. And, because it's kind of like you fighting right now on the superficial things about not being understood, because there's the underlying things that need to be clarified. And I think you probably know why, what. And I think that will help to... that will really help to bring peace in your relationship with your daughter.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure, Trish.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Hope that helps. Have a fantastic day, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what kind of stood out for me as you were taking her through the process was the level of that you dig to really try to get to the answer. And you know, sometimes it's hard for people to understand how difficult, especially on the radio or long distance, to really dig, to cut to the chase, especially a really important issue around relationships of people that we love. How do you do that? You know, you're on the phone, you're on the radio. What is your process? And why do you focus in the way that you focus to really help people get to their answers?
How I do it? Could you clarify the question? I'm not sure.
Absolutely. So it's like some people look at energy. Some people connect with spirit. Some people see pictures. You're clairvoyant. So when the caller asked the question, you took a lot of time to really dig, and I could feel you like really, like literally with a shovel digging and digging and digging. What are you connecting to, as you're working with them?
Yes. Okay. So my intention is to find the point of tension. So where is the problem? So I dig. I first a layer, and then I go deeper, you know. So as I said, the core layer, because people, as I mentioned before, you know, the way we structure our unconscious, if it's through different belief systems, and sometimes we forget what was the initial point. So I just step in the feeling of that. So I embody the problem for a second during the session. So it's how I can feel that when I talk, when it's right, when it's an absolute truth, to bring fluidity in being conscious of the person. And I felt like mentioning to Stacey before, you know, that it was right, because suddenly there was much more energy rising inside me. So I need to step in and dig. And normally, sometimes just with the word, just mentioning some absolute truth, it's something that just resolves a problem, just from the world, because there's a frequency in the word and in the intention behind, you know. And that's why we did not need to express exactly what was behind, but just starting to mention that bring like the inconscient start to move, you know, and unblock itself, you know, for both person because they are related to the same trauma. And it's how I work because for my own self, like practice, it's what I discover. I think it's like 2 years ago, how to dig, you know, just start to make some movement with my finger, like spiral movement, digging below, like if I was, it's like basically, it's, I don't know if in US you have this cake, you know, there's some cake that's called millefeuille, it's like 1,000 leaves, you know, so they have a lot of strata, you know, different like layer, many layer, and the idea is just going for me as clairvoyant, because I can go from a layer to another, so it's going to like, oh, first layer that I perceive, and then, okay, if I go like 10 floor below, what do I feel? What is there? And it's often then when you touch this very lower point that all the inconscience move, you know, all the inconscience. So my idea is like digging. I dig till I'm going to a core trauma that's gonna make that's gonna create a shift for the entire system. Otherwise, I can stay on like, okay, you don't feel accepted. Yeah, but it's a result of something that happened in deeper in the unconscious, you know.
Wow.
It's
so instead of just so here's the answer. So you know, if I'm asking, you know, what's going on with my relationship with my husband? It seems strained. It's more than just, well, it's because of this. Here's your answer. You know, good luck with it. It's really digging at the cause and helping people understand and then going in and fixing it, right?
Yes, it's exactly that. You know, that's why I mentioned that I'm a therapist because I'm not doing prediction. My idea is to work with like, I can do prediction, but the idea is like if you change now, all your potential future are going to change. So my idea is like I can tell you if you don't change, what's going to happen to you in 1 month? But my idea is like let's change now to have a better future.
Oh wow! Let's change right now. That's the stand you're taking for your clients that you work with. Let's change like right now, and make your space better now.
Yes. Yeah, some people say like, oh, will I meet someone soon, you know? I say, oh, maybe in your unconscious, you're creating why you're not. It's always that you're creating right now why you're not meeting anyone, you know? So why not changing now? Because maybe you will meet someone tomorrow. Otherwise, waiting to have like, oh, yeah, I'm going to meet someone like in 3 months. The idea is, this is very interesting, especially in relationship. Because, or why I don't always meet the right man or the right woman. And because people express what is their inner feminine or inner masculine, they put it outside, you know. And when you resolve the relationship between your inner masculine and your inner feminine, you're going to have much better relationship with the symbolic of your inner masculine outside, you know. So it's always
yes.
You that you're meeting everywhere. So, yeah, I really like relationship work, you know, with people because it's also taking responsibility from what is happening outside in the relationship. Not saying like, oh, I'm such a good person. I'm always meeting like a terrible person. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the terrible part that you have that make generate that outside that you don't want to see. And because sometimes it's not expressed. And then I look at the blockage in the unconscious and we unfold that. And then people can see the change, you know.
And then relationships can be tough, right? Because you've got the person over there that it's either you want to be in a relationship with that person or you're in one and it's not working and it's so personal. And I feel like when people come to talk to me, like their whole process is clouded through this filter of the personal feelings. Like I feel like they're mad at me, or I'm angry with them, or there needs to be forgiveness, and I don't want to forgive, or they don't want to forgive me. And you know, it's just then that's where we are, and you can't get them to see past that. And you just said you love doing the relationship work. Is it because you help people resolve all that stuff? Is that something you're really successful at? Because that seems to be that's like the number one question. Second only to maybe money. Like, when am I going to get more money?
It's always money, love, and job, you know. So this is a human preoccupation, no, health also. And, basically it's like a close relationship bring awareness on so many of your all personal issues, because I include myself, you know. I'm in a relationship with someone who is very clairvoyant also, and we still have our challenge, you know, despite that we can sit and change our inconscient structure. Sometimes, like many, I prefer to say, oh, this is your fault, you know, and not to take responsibility, you know. I've got my moment of like, oh, it's really him, it's really not me. And then if I calm myself, after I calm myself, I can see which is of my pattern that generate that, because there's some like or controlling or like there's some strategy, you know, to create this kind of things. So it's very interesting. And the thing is hard, you know, bringing peace, it's also being transparent. And as a clairvoyant, I've noticed I increase my clairvoyance more. I accept to see myself clearly, and sometimes it's hard, you know, to accept your strategy and that you benefit to some of the strategy, and it's hard to let go of them. So let's say some in couple, you know, like some, oh, I want to have the power, and then I blame the other not to take enough power, because finally I don't want to give any
right.
of my power, you know. So then why don't I, why it's hard for me to give power away? And then I'm going to say, oh, yeah, but I always meet people who don't take power. Yeah, of course, because finally, look at your pattern. Look about why you don't want to give power and how hard it is for you just to share, to have a co-creation in the in the couple relationship. This is one of, for me, quite a fundamental things, where how the power is distributed in the relationship. What do you share? What is the common ground, and what is yours, and what is the other? And I help people, you know, but I think it's like life is endless in the way it pushes you to evolve. So basically, to grow, you're always going to have to confront your limits. So basically, I can help you. I'm going to help you with something, and that's going to make you pass like a big, a very big change in your life. And you're going to have this big change, and then you're going to be happy in the relationship for a certain time, till up, you're going to touch another limit.
Right.
And then you're going to feel like, oh, it's trouble again. Yeah, no, you have to look at the limit and understand how to work with it, you know, and understand to take responsibility. Because people want a lot of to be able to do things, but they don't accept responsibility. And this is hard, because responsibility means when something wrong happens, this is just your fault. And you know, we want to, human have a tendency to find challenging sometimes to make mistake. Let's say, so yes, I help people, all of that to say, yes, I help people to reconcile their masculine and their feminine, and sometimes you just need this big shift, you know, to move forward. But from my life experience, life always push you to evolve, and so always going to make you confront different limits. It's never going to be like happy all your life. Yeah, you can be happy all your life if every time that you touch a limit, you're able to integrate the information that makes you evolve and just go like easier. That it's just like the level of consciousness that you're able to put on the event that makes you touch a limit. and take responsibility for, okay, it's me. Okay, I create that. It's me. So what I'm doing, me, myself, to change that. It's a big subject.
I mean, that is that's some deep stuff. So it's really important. I'm very fascinated by this because you're this really unique combination of a clairvoyant practitioner as a therapist. So you're not just going to talk to me about, oh my God, I can't find my keys. Can you see where I left my keys? You're going to actually talk to me about why is it that I'm always losing my keys before an important event so I can get rid of that. So I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is why, you know, because you have to, it's kind of like life show you something. If you integrate the what I call the evolutive information, so the information that's going to make you grow, you're not going to have the same like experience. Again, it's kind of like you're playing you're playing the PlayStation, a game, you know. If you access, if you have done all perfectly the level one, you're going to go to the level two. But if you did not perform well the level one in the game, you don't access the level two. And that's why you repeat the same game, same people, same men in my life. No, you have just like to integrate like, oh, yes. And then your conscience grow and you play another game. And the idea is just enjoying the game. Like, oh, there's another game. It's a new experience.
Yeah.
So it's more than the perception that you have about like the limits, the new games. Let's call them the game and not like the limit, the trouble, the problem. But yeah, it's
That's really quite powerful. So if I wanted to work with you, how could I get in touch with you before we run out of time here? I want to make sure you get all of your data out there. And then if you have any offerings or anything for our listeners to connect with you on, because I still have a couple questions here for you, but I want to make sure you get that. So how could I work with you if I wanted to work with you? What's the best way to contact you?
Yes, but you go on my website is growthandcare.com. So I'm doing session by Skype and by phone. And so just go and visit my website, growthandcare.com. And this is, you drop me a message and we can book a session like that, yeah.
Perfect. And so you do Skype, you do phone, you do everything in your sessions. Is it per session or per hour? Because your sessions are deep. How does the session look when I contact you? Do you give me like a consultation first, or how does it work for you?
Oh, basically, it's a 15-minute session. Eventually, if people want to discuss the process, because some people sometimes have a question, because as my practice is unusual compared to clairvoyant or therapist, sometimes people need clarification. But generally, I ask them to send me their question by email at the beginning that allow me, you know, just to start feeling what is going on for them. And then it's a 50-minute session to 1-hour session. And as I say, Skype and phone. And for the animals, it's a bit different. So for the animal, I ask people to fill a form where I ask questions such as the age and what is the problem, when the problem has started, how many person is in your family, because I like to check the relationship of the animal with each family member. And I ask people to join a picture if they have one. You know, it's always funny. I don't need it, but it's always nice to look to see with which animal you're working with. And then I do that on my side. You know, I take my time, and then I just send an audio feedback to people. So because obviously, animals don't have like the mental barrier. So I don't need to tell them what I did. I tell it to their owner, and it's enough, you know. But for people, as I say, as there's some much more mental choice, it's good that, you know, I discuss with people and see what they hear from me. When I feel being conscious is changing, people have more questions. So, phone and Skype, I think that worked very well.
Perfect. So now I ask all my guests these days a question around where we are and how you're, what are you getting and what are you feeling around where we are as a society right now? There's just so much turmoil and so much chaos with all the stuff that's happening, not even just in one community now. It's just a global condition, just uncertainty and unhappiness. And what are you feeling about that? What are you getting from your guides, from your process, and what kinds of things do you recommend we do? You know, what's your message? What's your call to action around what we got going on in our world?
Yeah, as I notice, like you, there's many things that's coming up, and for me, it's an opportunity to clear what needs to be clear, which is quite challenging because you feel sometimes you can go in some period that with endless trouble, and what I find quite powerful at the moment, it's confidence. Sometimes if you don't have all this ability to question yourself, to resolve your own problem, go in nature first. Go in nature, I will to get back to a natural rhythm, because the rhythm that we have from the mind, which is often related to all the technology that we look at, the computer, the TV, where information go very, very fast, is not our natural rhythm. So I will suggest people to, I will highly recommend people to step in nature. And when they are in nature, just try to feel the rhythm. Because some persons say, oh, time is accelerating. But when I go in my garden, I tell you, the carrot don't grow quicker than last year, you know. The nature rhythm is fundamental for us, and that allow to release a lot of the emotion that is coming inside us that every day, that let's say Earth proposes us every day some new challenge to let go and to grow. Because I understand people mentioned that we're going in much more evolved period of our time, and I think it's true. And I think to be a bit more light and a bit more conscious, we have to look at some of our shadow. So I will say, yes, look at your shadow. You're not an angel. If you not yet, there's a part of you probably that is there, but as a human being, you know, you are a part of light and a part of shadow. Otherwise, you will not have shape if you will not have this shadow side, let's say. And the idea for me, it's there's more shadow coming up, basically. And it's coming up, and when it's going out totally, you can put more light. So it's not pleasant, the process, and I don't know, I'm not sure how long it will last, but this is a big opportunity to grow and to be much more light very quickly in a very short time, you know. So talking about the growing process, it's a fantastic time, you know. There's much more opportunity to grow and to evolve very quickly. I mean, it's like you're going to have to face limit very quickly. So the idea is like if you go in nature, nature take care of cleaning, you know, your system. And I will say I've got a tips actually, you know, for some people who enjoy spirit of nature. Find a place such as where there's a pond or a lake, where, you know, there's water, stagnated water. And often there's some spirit there that are called vivre. No, it's a water spirit. It's like it's a big worm, and those ones are very nice. They're cleaning the water, and so they're cleaning also your emotion, which are water in the symbol. And you can ask them to clean you, you know. So you go and find a place in nature, and if you don't have much perception, just trust the process that when you ask the spirit of nature, they give you a hand. So they can get inside you, and just that lasts like 10 minutes, and then you feel much more refreshed, you know. So this is a tips, you know, if it's hard for you just to take to go deep in your shadow and try to understand and let go of this part. So this is like a nature, and otherwise just step in your confidence. Confidence, or imagine who I will be if I was shining my light all the time. Just feel that. Just like take a actor moment, acting moment. Just feel it deep inside you. Who will I be if I was shining my light? And sometimes just doing that, you just connect your light, and your light allowed just to transform instantly, in one second. All the shadow of a moment. And you're going to have to do that maybe every day. Every time that I feel like, oh, you have this emotion that disturbs you, you're getting in a place you're not comfortable. Just take a break and just like, oh, what will it feel to shine my light? And then you dig into that. How does that feel? What will it feel? You know, I'm an actor. And then you connect it, and then all of your shadow dissolves. You know, it's amazing. You know, so yeah, give it a try.
That's what there is to do. And I think that if we can find a way to put ourselves in a better space around that kind of work, we can get ourselves back in a space of peace again, or at least closer to it, because we may never have peace. We are human. We seem to thrive in chaos for some reason. Man, this has been really cool. I've really enjoyed connecting with you, and I want to make sure I have given people the opportunity to really understand the power of what it is to work with the animals, and the fact that we can't talk to them, but they have lots to tell us, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. This is actually not my specialty to talk with them, you know, because I'm more stepping in their emotion. I know some people are really good to interact with their mental, and I had some experience like that. But with few animals, I'm meeting more like I'm going on the layer of their unconscious issue. I've met a cat that was quite wise, and giving proper lesson is kind of like a wise cat. So, mm-hmm. Yes, there's some that I can perceive like the lesson, you know, because they're so... Actually, there was a cat that was not castrated, you know, much more in contact with nature and the wisdom of the forest. And I was impressed by that, like kind of the peace inside the cat and being a very reassuring cat, basically.
Really?
But yeah, I don't discuss, unfortunately, most of the time with animals. No. But I feel like I know.
But you heal them.
Knowing.
But you heal
them,
which
yeah.
is important. And you know, I don't think we realize how the healing, how all the stuff that's happening in the world affects us. It's affecting them too, right? Not just what's happening with the family.
Like everything on Earth, you know, is just everything is moving to another, like, higher frequency. And to go on this higher frequency, you need to let go of, things that are dense. And animals are going through the same process. Spirit of nature are going through the same process also. So there's an Earth experience happening. And everybody are concerned about, this kind of, facing some challenge and having to adapt and grow from that.
Beautiful. This was very enlightening. It was awesome. And growthandcare.com
growth
is how you reach out. Growth and Care, yes?
Yeah, growthandcare.com.
And you do phone, you do Skype, but I believe you have a discount for people who say that they heard you on the radio here at Spirit Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's like, could you kindly remind me about the discount?
I think it's 20%. Yes, 20%, which is amazing. 20% discount is what you sent me in a note. If they have to say they heard you on the radio, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and tuning in. It's late in the evening for you, so you get to go enjoy your evening now, and hopefully you will have a wonderful, rewarding night's sleep for being such a wonderful guest on the show. Thank you so much for dialing in.
Oh, thank you, Angel, to have invited me. You know, it's a pleasure, you know, to be in contact with US and with you tonight.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and you have a fantastic day, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic.